Once I climb aboard the search and rescue Snowcat at the Pick'em Notch parking lot, the director of the Mount Washington Avalanche Center, Frank Karras, tells me he finds the Snow Ranger name a little old-fashioned.
Because we're the only avalanche center in the East, you know, that Snow Ranger name is stuck for longer.
What would be a more appropriate title?
Forecaster, I guess. But that's kind of, it doesn't address the fact that we do rescues. That's the other weird thing. We're one of only two avalanche centers that also do rescue.
Our heaving, vibrating, 2.5-mile churn up the Tuckerman Ravine Trail to Hermit Lake will take about 30 minutes. Lily, the avalanche dog, runs out in front of us, excitedly sniffing the snow here and there, as though a rescue is underway.
A human under the snow gives off a plume that moves through the avalanche debris, and they can smell it and identify, they alert to the person or the article in the snow.
Avalanche dogs seldom find living people, Karras tells me grimly. And dogs like Lily are most often used for body recovery. As the snowy shark fin of Mount Washington comes into view, Karras slows to assess the half-dozen ravines below the peak. Checking these avalanche paths is a daily part of the job.
Signs of avalanche activity, you can see the old crown lines still up high.
What is a crown line?
It's basically the snow that remains after avalanche slab breaks off. It's like a sharp line in the snow. You can see them up there.
I follow a frost-bright line, tracing between dark cliffs and frozen waterfalls, and then across the draping open bowl of Tuckerman's Ravine, which Karras calls the Roman Colosseum.
We get these natural avalanches, you know, that deposit 8 or 10 feet of avalanche debris across a football field of space in the bowl, and it's just unsurvivable. And I really just brace myself for something significant happening at some point soon, you know, like 6, 7, 8, 10 people all buried all at once, killed. You know, it's really very much within the realm of possibility.
Imagining terrible things, it turns out, is part of the job. On high hazard days, Karras and the three other Snow Rangers will sit together and pitch disaster scenarios. What if this? What if that? Since the 1970s, there have been 15 avalanche-related fatalities here, Karras tells me, as we head inside the Snow Rangers headquarters, a sturdy log cabin halfway up the mountain. Karras puts a kettle on, but after scrounging the cupboards, can only find a single tea bag and one cup.
Oh, it's cracked.
Dang.
So you get one tea bag and a cracked cup. That's the kind of life you have to live.
Oh, man. It's like living through the Depression.
We pass the leaky cup back and forth.
Avalanches are just an amazing phenomenon. Sometimes there's a loud crack, like the crack of a whip, you know, and I've seen that before, triggered that before, and you turn and like just see the slope turning to a plate of glass that's breaking and flowing. I have been caught, yeah, a couple times.
In fact, he says, all the Mount Washington Snow Rangers have personal experiences with avalanches.
You see the slope crack around your feet, and all of a sudden everything's moving, and you're on this slab that's moving, and hard to stay on your feet. You can do your best, but once you're moving, you're basically going where the avalanche wants you to go. Sometimes people will ask, well, why are we paying 4 guys to go forecast avalanches? Like, that's just stupid. Why are people even going out there?
Although avalanche fatalities here and across the U.S. have been level for the last few decades, Karras says that's despite the fact that there are more people than ever moving through the snowy woods and mountains.
Particularly in the last decade, backcountry skiing has just exploded. So the reality there is that, like, we're doing well. Between avalanche education and avalanche forecasting, you know, we think those two things are big contributors to that trend.
On the day I visit, the avalanche rating is low. But just 2 days earlier, following a storm that dropped a foot of snow, Karras and his team issued an avalanche warning, which means only one thing.
We know that we'll see avalanches. If we don't see avalanches and we issued a warning, we screwed up, like we were wrong. So we haven't done that yet.
While there have been only a handful of incidents in the range this winter, Frank Harris says the risk is constant and daily. If there's snow on the mountains, there are rangers on the mountains watching it.
We love what we're doing, and we know that there would be potentially serious consequences if we didn't do what we're doing for the public.
And if the crack cup and lone tea bag are anything to go by, the snow rangers aren't spending much time in the cabin drinking tea. We're in HPR. I'm Sean Hurley.